The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, a huge part of meditation is the attitude with which we meditate. Some people get caught up in the technique or the idea of what they're supposed to attain before they've kind of established a useful attitude about how to be here with their stuff. Some people bring with them all kinds of attitudes which are habits that they have, you know, attitudes which they've somehow cultivated, received, lived with for maybe a lifetime. So some of these attitudes, the attitudes like this, I'm being asked to do something and I have to succeed and I can't fail. Some people, it's the attitude that there's something fundamentally wrong with me and maybe meditation is going to fix it, but I'm so wrong that it's probably not going to do anything for me. Or there's kind of this background kind of attitude that just kind of lingers there. So, I mean, there's a long list probably of attitudes. So sometimes it's useful when we meditate to actively reframe the attitude in which we're going to meditate. To actually think about meditation, not just kind of, you know, show up for meditation with all the old habits and attitudes as if that's kind of second nature and they just come along. Of course, that should be that way. But actually consider a little bit, what would be a useful attitude to have when you sit down to meditate? And so one of them, is which I mentioned earlier, is the idea that when you sit down to meditate, you're in your safe place. You're safe. I think it's kind of like in Monopoly. Isn't there home in Monopoly? You know, you get all the way around, you come to home, and at home, no one can get you, no one can do the Monopoly thing with you. They get put you. You can't go to jail, you can't, whatever. You're like, when you're in the home, you're really safe. So when you sit down to meditate, it's your safe place. And so that's an attitude. Here, now I'm safe, this is good. But part of that is the idea that something's wrong with me and all the different variations of that can be, I'm not good enough or something, that meditation is a time to assume that you are good enough, that who you are and the way that you are is fine, that you're allowed to be yourself. That this is the one place where you're allowed to be yourself. And if you sit down to meditate and you're enraged in a way that most of your friends and family would be horrified to know, when you sit down to meditate, you're allowed to be that way. Because in meditation, you're not going to hurt anyone. You're not going to say anything or do anything. You probably should not be planning revenge in meditation. But to simply allow how you are to be there as if this time, this safe place, I'm allowed to be this way. If you're afraid, or if you, whatever way you are, this is a time you can assume that you're okay. Almost like assume there is no problem here with me. Occasionally we meet people who treat us that way. And I'll tell you a little story from yesterday that was a little bit inspired this idea. I met this woman who said, earlier in the conversation, said she was really practicing now to learn to accept all people. And this is a person who has a background or in our society would generally not be accepted by a good percentage of people in our society. That's just how the person walks in. A lot of people wouldn't. And enough people wouldn't. But she was going to, her practice was to accept everyone. So that, she said that earlier in the conversation. And then someone else in the group commented about her clothes, how wonderful her clothes were. And they were rather flamboyant. And and then I said, I wear kind of boring, you know, as a Norwegian, I wear kind of boring clothes. And she looked at me in the most kind of kind, you know, generous, kind of simple, relaxed way and say, "You're wearing the clothes that are just perfect for you." And I realized that I had just put myself down a little bit. Maybe I was trying to maybe be socially doing something, you know, and make her more comfortable. I don't know what I was trying to do. And she kind of likes it, you know, she looked at me like, you know, you don't have to do that. This is your way. This is how you are. And I thought, wow, that was pretty cool. She's practicing her acceptance right here. So the attitude of sitting down and offering that to yourself. Start as if there's actually nothing wrong with you. If there happens to be something wrong with you, you're probably giving yourself lots of time and practice to believe that, to think that. You're allowed to not do that nonstop. You're allowed to sit as if there's nothing wrong. And if what's happening are tears, what's happening is joy, if what's happening, your mind is racing and you're thinking a lot, the kind of mind which most people would think is not a meditative mind, it's not calm, maybe you don't have to fight that or see that as wrong. That's how it is now. This is what's happening now. This is how your life is now. This is your way now. And that attitude that you have nothing wrong with you and this is just what's happening, this is what's happening for you now, it's like there's no mistakes, this is what's the deal is for me now, and I'll hold it as if, this is what's supposed to happen. It would be kind of like someone coming up to you and just unconditionally caring for you and loving you for the way you are, and something inside of you relaxes. Something softens. Something, the defensiveness, the trying to prove ourselves, the trying to fight against ourselves, or, you know, like I had yesterday, this woman said, you know, the way you're dressed is just your way. And I kind of was delighted by this. I just kind of go, wow, this was cool. So something can shift and move and unfold and heal with the attitude of, there's nothing wrong with me. This is the way I am. This is my way. This is my functioning in this particular time and place. And this is my way of suffering. I've heard that people suffer, and this is my way. Then hold that and be with that. If you can cultivate that kind of attitude, then it can be much more appropriate or easy or useful to maybe try to cultivate more stability in practice, or try to get more focused, or try to do loving kindness practice, or to kind of, you know, engage in what we call maybe a technique of meditation practice. But the technique is really on a foundation that actually I don't have to be successful in this meditation. I don't have to do it right. Even if I don't do it right, I guess it's just my way. And I'll learn and practice and find my way. And so with that kind of attitude, there's also a good, and it's a little bit of, you know, learning from that, what it's like, and learning then, you know, how to navigate your inner life in such a way that you're more relaxed, not fighting it, not struggling with it, not holding on, not giving in to some of the habits of mind and attitudes which are actually hurting you. But not because you're fighting them or in conflict with them. It's because you see what you're doing and you hold it in a kind way, an accepting way. Oh, this is how it is now. There's nothing wrong here. It is just a little bit weird, maybe. But, you know, we're all odd. So we'll just kind of, okay, this is how it is now. So you don't have to go into meditation to sit down to meditate and carry with you, maybe unconsciously, all the regular attitudes about life and yourself that you carry with you through your life, often kind of unreflectively. You can sit down and consider what would be a wise attitude to have here, to meet here. And then, what's a wise attitude to have that is not going to be in conflict with all the other attitudes? And one of the attitudes I'm proposing here is the attitude that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with what's happening right now. And then with that foundation, maybe you could start meditating and opening and relaxing with what's here and find your way forward. And in any case, it's probably true that there's a lot less wrong with you than you realize. It's probably true that you're much more beautiful and precious than you realize. So may you relax.